set your calendars, mark your calendars, do whatever you got to do to your calendars to come out to our Lord Make Us One 2018 Spring Revival. Revival dates are Tuesday, May 15th through Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m. nightly, and Sunday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Each weeknight, we'll be blessed with a word from God preached by these Sons of the Bethel Deliverance International Church family. Pastor Kevin Washington, Pastor Brian Weatherspoon, Pastor Tim Baldwin, and Pastor Jason Sproul. On Sunday evening, join us for an impactful word from our pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Services will be held at the Bethel Deliverance International Church Main Sanctuary, located at 2929 West Shelnam Avenue, Winco, PA, 19095. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit us via the internet at betheldeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
All right, let's get to the Word of God. I'm excited about the teaching of spiritual warfare. I teach them how to fight. I think every father teaches their children how to fight with the help of the Lord. But today, in 1 John chapter 4, as we talk about spiritual warfare, verses 1 through 3 are paramount for this particular study. I think what happens is that we don't quite recognize the trickery of our enemy. A few weeks ago, I asked the question, did you ever take a class on men? And no one did. We take premarital courses or premarital advice, but we really don't take a class on men. Now, you're about to marry a man, but you don't take a class on men. And what happens is you form opinions in your mind based upon your socialization, your nurture, how you came up, how you saw men portrayed, and then the media, how the world portrays men. And then you get married, and for some reason, you think that those observances should be real. And in 75% of the cases, it's not. Then I asked the same question to men. I said, how many of you men have taken classes on women? And again, the response was the same, no. And the same rule applies. Men don't understand women. The world tries to get you to understand women, but men don't understand women. And sometimes women don't. And it's probably because the culture forces you between two genders. You want to be a woman, but you act like a man because the culture causes you to do that. The culture has inflicted so much stress on you and so many responsibilities on you, you wear more hats than God ordained you to wear. And so even in the realm of single parenting, most of the single parents are female. Men just tend to sire children and walk off. And the woman then assumes the responsibility of mothering and fathering. And you're not qualified to father. You weren't made to father. Just focus on being a good mother. Now, I say that because when we became Christians, nobody taught us how to war. They taught, we had classes on rejoicing, we had classes on praise and worship, but we did not learn warfare. I'm not talking about some ominous class on the devil and teaching you how to recognize satanic move. I'm talking about biblically legitimate tactics to employ to avoid being defeated. Now, this has not been our norm. And here in 1 John, the church of Ephesus was in that same position. They had been infiltrated by a group of teachers who virtually came in to say that Jesus wasn't God. And the reason he wasn't God was because God can't put on flesh. Now, tradition calls these people Gnostics. And the goal of Gnosticism is to remove God from anything normal and natural. It's the precursor to humanism. Secular humanism says, I don't need God. I can live my life without him. And we're seeing the results of that in our world. some of you baby boomers can remember that they had prayer and Bible study in school up until 1963. And after 1963, they took it out of school because of the protesting of Madeline Mary O'Hare and her group. Now, up until that time, we did not have mass school shootings. We did not have an abundance of violence and crime in the school. Same rule applies for home, because families went to church together and because families understood the scriptures and tried to apply them in their daily lives. We didn't have the high divorce rate that we have now at 50.1% of all marriages will end in divorce. And the latest statistics say that within 5 years, those marriages will end in divorce. This is the result of throwing God out of everybody. The last place that God still has a foothold is the church. But he is systematically being moved out of the church as we become more aware of gifts, of theological abilities. We are now questioning the validity of the word of God. I heard a man on television, and this is why Paul says, though you may have 10,000 instructors, you only have one father. You can't listen to everybody. You become highly susceptible to what you hear because the human mind says, if you're on television, then it must be authoritative. That's why teachers of reputable schools will not accept information from Wikipedia. You can't write your reports and your term papers on information you get from Wikipedia. They want you to use peer-reviewed scholarly journals. Why? Because the stuff that's on the computer, we think it's true, but it's not. For example, it has been said for years that someone once stated the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's not true. It was never said. The lady who wrote the book made the statement as a causation. She was not quoting. She was saying one of the things that we do, and it became a phrase that we think is true and legitimate. Again, Willie Sutton used to rob banks. And he's reported to have answered the question, why do you rob banks? It's reported that he said, because that's where the money is. He said he never said it. When he wrote his life story, he said when he was asked the question, why do you rob banks? He said, because I get joy from it. The point I'm making is that you and I are highly susceptible to the media's presentation about things that affect our lives. And now we are being assaulted by the media and the world regarding the word of God. This is why the Ten Commandments is rapidly becoming a thing of the past. And this is why in our country is one of the few in the world that still established the two-gender system. God made them male and female. But we are rapidly becoming assimilated into the postmodern theory that there are at least three cult genders and maybe four. And that means lesbian, gay, transsexual. And so many other countries have already adopted three and four genders. And America is holding out for a little while longer, but it is slowly deteriorating. And I fear that it's going to come in the church. It's going to come in the church under the guise of God loves. Well, just because God loves me doesn't mean he doesn't set standards by which I must live. So when the church of Ephesus sends a message to St. John, he's the last living apostle, and they said, you got to help us. We are so beguiled by these teachers that we don't even know if we're saved anymore. And you can hear so much information. You can listen to so many people and so many different things until you become confused. Should I speak in tongues? Should I not speak in tongues? Am I born again? Do I have to go down to the altar? Pastor didn't have an altar call. Did anybody get saved? It doesn't mean people get saved just because we have an altar call. Well, what is faith? Taking a chance. No, it's not according to the word of God. So we are hearing so many things Bring your money down to the preacher's feet. All of these things, and all they're doing is causing confusion. And so when they reached out for John, John comes in and John teaches. John just says, look, I'm going to give you some bona fide proofs as to why you can say you're saved. So when he gets to the fourth chapter, which is really the most important chapter in 1 John, he comes here and he says, beloved, believe not every spirit. Now, why does he say believe not every spirit and believe not rather than believe not every person? Because people are spirits and everything you do is motivated by a spirit. If you remember over in the book of Kings, God wants to get rid of Ahab. Ahab has just ruined the people of Israel, and God wants to get rid of him. There are a couple of really outstanding reasons. One is he marries this woman, Jezebel. And Jezebel is a Phoenician name that means without husband or no headship. She is really the foundational woman of the feminist movement. She, by theory, she has no headship. She marries into Israel because she wants to introduce Israel to Baal worship. Jezebel's father is the king of a country that worships Baal. And Baal worship is always synonymous with sexual immorality. That's why the Old Testament said they worship Baal and the groves. And the grove was where they would have a wooden statue of male genitalia. And people would come and they would commit all types of ungodly acts in front of those statues. So you have to see it from God's perspective. These were his children who were taught to worship the one true and living God. And this woman comes in, and by connecting with Ahab, who violates the spirit of God's teachings of marriage, he goes out and he marries somebody who is completely different than he is. And as the case normally is, the man submits to the woman rather than the woman submitting to the man in the Bible. And so now when Elijah comes, Elijah chastises Ahab. He doesn't even deal with Jezebel. He chastises Ahab because God always deals with the head. If your home is not right, God ain't gonna fool with the wife. God's gonna deal with the husband. Here's a proof. In the book of Exodus, after God called Moses, he called Moses and was sending Moses back to Egypt with specific instructions. Moses submits to his wife and does not circumcise his second son. And the Bible says that God's hand was on Moses to kill him. He wasn't dealing with the woman. He was killing Moses after calling him. Don't think your calling keeps you from being obedient. And then the Bible says the woman went and got a sharp stone, cut off the boy's foreskin, threw it at Moses' feet, and called him a bloody husband, and the hand of the Lord came off Moses. If your house, if you're married, and your house isn't going right, it's not the wife's fault. It's the husband who is the head who has allowed himself to be taken hostage, and the curse that's on him has rubbed off on his family.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2418.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.